With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An Israeli strike killed a Palestinian cameraman for the TV network Al Jazeera and wounded its chief Gaza correspondent as they reported at a school in the south of the besieged territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. cannot judge Israel's intent.
We still don't have any indications that they are deliberately targeting journalists. And that's where I'd have to leave it. Again, don't know all the details of this particular strike, but we haven't seen any indications that they are, as a matter of course and policy, or even operational doctrine, deliberately going after journalists trying to cover this war.
The Israeli military also says troops mistakenly shot three hostages to death in a battle-torn neighborhood of Gaza City. Army Chief Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said soldiers mistakenly identified the three Israelis as a threat and opened fire on them. Also at SRNNews.com, a jury has awarded millions of dollars in damages to two Georgia election workers over lies spread by Rudy Giuliani back in 2020.
The jury deliberated for about 10 hours before awarding $148 million in damages to former Georgia election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. They had sued Rudy Giuliani for defamation over his lies about them in 2020 that caused him to endure racist threats and harassment. Moss and Freeman tearfully described becoming the target of a false conspiracy theory pushed by Giuliani and other Republicans who tried to keep then-President Donald Trump in power after he lost the 2020 election. Moss and Freeman were each awarded another roughly $36 million in other damages. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Meanwhile, a poll from the Associated Press and ORC Center for Public Affairs Research, 62% say democracy in the U.S. could be at risk in 2024. SRN News. Texas schools are getting chaplains.
Two districts in Tarrant County will begin allowing clergymen to serve as mental health counselors alongside their secular counterparts. A lot of parents like the idea. At a recent school board meeting, one said, quote, "If it is okay for a chaplain to go into a school after a tragedy occurred, it should be okay for that same chaplain to go into a school before an event happens." Polls indicate students are experiencing high levels of stress these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany and Turkey agree to gradually end the deployment of Turkish imams to Germany and instead train imams in Germany to serve the country's large Muslim immigrant community. German authorities have sought for many years to increase the number of imams educated domestically to decrease the influence of foreign countries on its Muslim communities, many of which are being radicalized. 100 imams will start their education in Germany annually starting next year. SRN News. The United States is returning some antiquities to Greece.
The United States is returning to Greece 30 ancient artifacts, including marble statues, armor helmets, and breastplates, found to have been illicitly removed from the country. The pieces handed over to Greek officials in New York date back from as long as 4,700 years ago to the Middle Ages. The works were collectively valued at $3.7 million. The return follows two similar operations earlier this year involving 29 antiquities, and last year when 55 works were returned from New York. Keith Peters reporting.
Looks a lot like hurricane season across much of South Florida, where it's been windy and rainy for 2 days, and the forecast is predicting more of the same this weekend. The massive wind and rain expected to head up the East Coast just in time for the start of the holiday travel season. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.